Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedsides of children around the world. I visit children everywhere, everywhere in the universe, taking them stories of love and joy, making them feel a little more content and happy as they prepare for bed. And tonight we're going to have a wonderful story too. It's a story about Joan's mother. Now, Joan is a very lovely girl. And she lives in a large, large, large house in New York. And in their house, there are many servants. There are many people who are helping to keep the house up, maintain everything. But something very unusual has taken place. Mother had to go to the hospital. And Joan was very close to her mother, is very close to her mother, and she said to the people in the house who worked with her, where's Mother gone? Oh, she went to the hospital. She's okay. She's being taken care of. She's at the hospital. Well, what's the matter? Why is she in the hospital? Well, your father will have to tell you about that. But why can't you tell me? Well, your father has to tell you about that. That's why. But is it something bad? Is it something terrible? Well, your father's going to have to tell you about that. Well, what is it? Well, Joanne went around to each one of the staff, and she asked them why her mother was in the hospital. And all of them hedged to give her the answer. All of them didn't feel that it was their place to say why the mother was in the hospital. But one lady who was in the back of the house, and her job was to take care of the furnace, and her job was to take care of the heating and all of the equipment around there. Her job was quite important, but her job was to take care of all the things that needed functioning in the house. And Joanne went to her and said, Pamela? Yes. Why is Mother in the hospital? Well, Joan, let's have a cup of tea together, shall we? And Joanne always likes tea parties. And she, oh, good, wonderful. So they sat down in the kitchen, and they had a cup of tea together. All the rest of the help were busy off doing what they were doing. And she says, Joanne, your mother went to the hospital because she has a disease that they can't figure out what to do about it. Oh, is it something bad? Well, every disease is bad, and every disease is not bad. It just depends on how people respond to it. But what about Mom's disease? Is it bad? Well, people think it's bad, and the doctors say it's bad, and everybody says it's bad, but I don't say it's bad. Well, Pamela, if everybody says it's bad and you don't say it's bad, how can it be not bad? Because, Joanne, when I think my thought and I speak my word, that's what I believe. And I believe that your mother, whom I love very, very much, I believe your mother is whole and perfect right now. I believe your mother is in the hospital, so the doctors can look at her and say, my goodness, what are you doing here? You should be home. You're whole and perfect. And this is how I look at her. Now, you shouldn't say this in front of everybody because they'll think that you don't understand. And, Joanne, you understand far better than anybody else because you understand that whatever word you speak, whatever thought you think, that is what happens in your life. Oh? 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 You mean like when Daddy was late and everybody was saying, oh, maybe he's been in an accident, maybe, and I said, my Daddy is okay. And everybody looked at me and said, oh, oh, yes, of course, your Daddy's okay. And a few minutes later, he walked in the house and he was okay, and everybody looked at me and said, yeah. And I said, I told you my Daddy's okay. But you see, the people in the world, they sort of love to look at things and see them as a problem. And they don't look at them and they see them as a solution, as something wonderful. Now, let's just look at your mommy, and she's off to the hospital now, and she's going to be coming home one of these days, very soon, and she'll be saying, well, this is wonderful. And you just see her whole and perfect. You just see her wonderful and good and happy and joyous. You just see her in every way as being beautiful and fantastic. Well, Pamela told Joanne all these thoughts and these ideas, and Joanne said, but why does everybody else think something different? Well, we don't care what everybody else thinks, Pamela said. All we care about is what we think. Now, I think your mommy is whole and perfect. Do you want to think that with me? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, I do, I do. Well, Joanne, you just prepare yourself to go to school now, and you remember that your mother is whole and perfect, and you always remember that. No matter what the circumstances may be, you'll always remember your mother is whole and perfect. Can you do that? Yes, yes, I will do that. And Joanne danced off to her room and kept dressed and ready for school. And she came downstairs with a big smile on her face, and everybody else was looking sort of mournful. And she said, hi, everybody. You know, Mommy is just doing fine. She's just doing fine. That's right, dear. She's just doing fine. Well, Joanne went to school, and at school she talked about how her mommy is such a wonderful lady, and how her mommy is whole and perfect, and how her mommy is a super lady. And when she came home from school that day, who should she see but there was her mommy, standing in the doorway to greet her, saying, Joanne, I'm so happy to see you. And she hugged her mommy, and her mommy hugged her, and they said, wow, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? Mommy, they said terrible things. Yes, I know, sweetheart. They said terrible things, and they always do. But somehow, this morning, just about the time you're ready to go to school, I was thinking, I have a daughter at home. A daughter, Joanne, who I love with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, and I must be whole and perfect because I love Joanne and I love me and I want to live. And do you know what happened? It just was some sort of a miracle. I just sort of sat up in bed and I said, I feel perfect. And the doctor came walking in. He says, my goodness, you took a turn for the better. You're sitting up there looking just wonderful. Here, let me take your pulse. Let me check you out. And the doctor checked me out. And he says, there's nothing wrong with you. And I said, that I know. He said, what a lovely recovery. And I told the doctor, it was a recovery from bad thoughts, from thoughts that I might be ill. And the doctor says, well, I would like it if all my patients could have that kind of recovery. Now, oh, boys and girls, look, there's Mr. Sandman come walking right in the door. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and the pixie dust is going to be sprinkled all over everybody to put them to sleep and have them have happy dreams and beautiful dreams and wonderful dreams. Now, slip into the covers and snuggle your mommy and daddy and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then get ready for a good night's sleep, because when the pixie dust sparkles you, you're going to have dreams that you're going to think, oh, what wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. So have a good night and know that you are always in my love. And I travel the world visiting boys and girls, and I'm always going to come back and visit you again, too. So have a lovely evening and have a lovely night and sleep well. I love you. I love you. I love you.